Blog Talk Radio. Hello? 1, 2? 1, 2? Anybody hear me? Oh, there we go.
diced pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kinda sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are, and believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Shawty, get it together. Diced pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. You stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind. Guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her at Select. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on an ex. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Diced pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant, when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. On my trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. It's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. but I can't make it to you. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem.
Good evening, one and all. Welcome back to another installment of FlySpeak Open Mic. This is part 13. Pure and Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I'm your host, Mojave. Welcome to this amazing night that we're about to have. And normally, you know, when I say it's an amazing night, it's going to be lots of fireworks, things popping off, incredible poetry. And more importantly, you know, I usually do Fly Speak with at least three features minimum. But for this particular Fly Speak, we are going with one. All right? This is only the third person I've ever did just one for, because he's that special. And he's dope. So, more importantly, so we can get to it, we know that here on the Hidden Radio Show, here on Epiphany Radio Universe, which is my podcast, this is called Fly Speak Open Mic, all right? And it's dedicated to bringing you the best and the unheard, the unknown poets, MCs, performers, cultural critics, people who have a way with creativity, creatives. They will all have their voices heard here, right? So please understand, we take this seriously. And, you know, we're on every platform, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, CastBox, you name it. It's over there, right? So I don't really make too many bones about it, but listen, the stuff that's going to happen here is going to be incredible. So the person who's rocking with us this evening is a Texas titan. He's a multi-published, award-winning poet, specializes in high-energy platforms that promote art for all, a performance poet, a childhood trauma survivor, an Army veteran, a writer, event coordinator, author, mental health advocate, storyteller from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. He's a twice-nominated Texas Poet Laureate, member of the NAACP Image Award, six-time Fort Worth Slam Champion, 13th of World Poetry Slam in 2006, spoken word storyteller, workshop facilitator, host of four ongoing open mics, and a well-versed, well-traveled, well-known, and incredible poet. Let me give you the phenomenal being known as Mike Gwynn. Mike, can you hear me?
Hey, man. Yes, I can. And
hey,
thank you so much, man. Like, who are you talking about, man? Who is that person?
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I am honored to be on the show tonight. Thank you.
Nah, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you on the show. So we can actually talk about this incredible things and do and talk about some things. We get to ask you some questions. And we got a lot of hands raised. So you know, we got some people here that probably want to ask you questions too. And so over here, you know, we treat it almost like Clubhouse. We keep everybody's mic open, but we have a rule, right? If you're going to make noise, take yourself out. But otherwise, you may be free to give on time, real time, applause, talk right after the poem. We'll do that. And then we do round robin. We get to share. We get to create a whole tapestry of different poetry here. So if that's agreeable with you, Mike, that's what we'll do.
Man, I'm down.
All right. So first person we're going to bring in here, we're going to bring in one of my favorite people from the great state of Virginia, Miss Lisa Lips. Lisa,
hey,
Lips, are you there? Hey, what's happening?
I'm good. Glad to be
right,
here.
That's good. I'm glad that you're here. Plus, it's your birthday. So we're going to be shouting out. We're going to be shouting out Cash Apps over here. So just in case you feel you're a froggy jump, bless a poet. Black art ain't free. It's usually made from the creative energy and the pain and struggle of each poet that created this incredible, beautiful art that sounds so sweet to your ears. So let's support if you can. It's always a good thing. All right? So Lisa Lipshire here. We're going to go to area code 445 because I don't know who that is. Area code 445, who master speaking? Huh?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little, but I know who it is though. It's my favorite Philly joint, Best Friend. Yeah, I can hear you now. It's my favorite
okay.
Philly joint.
Right.
One half of the Love Zone, one half of a Poetic Therapy, one third. Or one fourth of Soul Cafe, and one of my best friends in the entire world, Miss La Pearl La Negra, my favorite Philly John. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we good. We got our special guest at the house. We about to rock. He's incredible. Watch what happens. That's what I'm going to tell you.
All right.
So we gonna go to we gonna go to area code 229. Who master speaking? Area code 229. Hello, area code 229.
This Kiss Me the Poet. I'm here.
Wait, this is who the poet? I didn't get your first name.
Kiki
the poet. That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you, Kiki. All right, Kiki the Poet. Where are you from, Kiki?
I'm from Savannah, Georgia, but I live in Albany, Georgia.
Okay. Well, from Georgia. Thank you for coming this evening, and I'm sure that our feature will thank you as well. Thank you for stopping through. All right, I'm going to go to area code 817. Area code 817, who master speaking? Area code 817. Okay. Might be having a few problems. All right. So I'm going to just put you in the queue till you're ready. And I'm going to go with area code 860. Area code 860. Who master speaking?
This is Kiss the Poet.
Kiss! What up?
Yes.
All
What's
right.
going on, bro?
What's happening? Listen, we're here to make it happen. Well, we got Kiss the Poet in the building. Ooh. Serious business.
Kiss the
All
Poet.
Right, let's go over here. We're going to go over here to area code 518. I think I know who this is, though. Area code 518. Who master speaking?
Hey, it's Miss
Bliss now. Oh, yes, that's what I thought. I was like, I recognize this number. Miss Bliss, one of my day ones for the day one, one time for the one time. It's about to be on. As a matter of fact, let me go get my station manager real quick and just pull him in here to make everything official. Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, are you there, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Mojave? I'm here, good brother. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? To the guest feature
hey,
tonight. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we're about to get into it. So now that we got everybody here, right, we understand the rules of the game. You know, mute yourself. If you got to make noise in the background, otherwise feel free to meet. Your mic is open. Clap when you hear something worth clapping for. You know, do everything that you need to do, and away we go. So I know you heard me when I said he's a multi-published award-winning poet, but there's something about him that's also equally as special. He is an actor. So I'm going to put some of that because I think that most people might know about the poetry side of him, but I don't think a lot of people know about the acting side of him. So, Mike, how long have you been acting?
You know, I've been acting since 2003, man. Started out acting in Sacramento, California. Funny story, real quick, man. Hey, I walked into, I picked the Sacramento Bee, thought I was going to an open mic, walked in there, and I walked into the room and saw only three people, and they said, let me hear what you got. I thought it was, so I did a poem, and they cast me for the lead in the play, and that started my acting career.
Oh, that's amazing. So Wait a second. Oh, what happened? Oh, wait a minute. That's crazy. He just dropped. Hold on for a second. We got to go get him back. I'm sorry. I have no idea how that happened. That was weird. My Wi-Fi has been giving me problems, so I'm hoping that's not an issue. All right. Let me just bring him back in.
0 4 5 0 0 1 is not available.
Wait, hold on. I think he's trying. Wait, did he try to call back in? All right, hold on. All right, we're going to try this one more again because he might be trying to get in at the same time that I'm trying to get him in. All right. All right, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, I lost you. I lost you. But I'm here. I'm back.
All right. All right. We got you back. We got you back. All right.
Okay.
So,
great.
So how many films have you actually been in since 2003?
You know, I have been in an equal amount of films and stage plays. I think I've done about maybe 11 stage plays, and I've done maybe 10 indie films, a web series, about 4 documentaries, and, you know, a lot of commercials and PSAs. And I've got some upcoming things coming out as well, y'all. So, yeah. Just having
okay.
fun, man.
All right. No, that's perfect. That's perfect. All right. So, given this whole thing with the pandemic that's happening, because, you know, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I'm going to open it up to see if anybody else wants to ask you a question directly.
Sure.
So, during the pandemic, how essential was making the transition into Clubhouse from live? Like, what was the differences between, I know what it was for me, but what was it like for you to go from being such a person in a live element, doing live poetry, you know, in Texas and going all over the place doing poetry, to being confined into the pandemic and then making the move to Clubhouse? How did that work for you?
You know, man, it was so essential because, to be honest, it was a resurgence of my career because I was able to reach a whole new audience of wonderful people that I probably never would have connected to before, as you know. So it was a pivot, man. It was a pivot, but it definitely kind of piggybacked onto what I was doing. I really never stopped doing a lot of things off of Clubhouse. I just did them differently. But Clubhouse, I was able to interact, like right now, is a perfect example. You know, being on your show, I never would have even met. I've heard of you, but I had, I picked you up from the airport one time when you was here in Texas. But I never had the kind of interaction that we have and the community that we have on Clubhouse. So Clubhouse was vital, you know, as part of my career, and it is for a lot of people.
No, that's good. That's good. So, one of the things I think that's important, that I think that really speaks to the character and the things that you do, is you provide opportunities for poets. So how many poets do you believe cross your stages?
It had to be at least 2,000, at least, because I've been at this for like 25 years, you know, and you know, I've done everything that you could do in poetry, and that's not just open mic, but we're talking about showcases, we're talking about workshops, we're talking about summer camps, we're talking about Steve Harvey, we're talking about the Mega Fest. Some of these opportunities have been 13 to 15 poets per setting, and I've done that consistently, and I'm going to continue to do that. As long as I get the opportunity, I'm going to share it. So a lot of poets, my brother, a lot of poets.
Nah, that sounds good. So I'm going to open up the floor to ask if anybody has a question for Mike Gwynn before we get into this mic real quick. So does anyone have a anybody have a question for
him? I don't have a question. I just want to thank Mike Gwynn because for the few times he has heard me in the Clubhouse scene, he's always acknowledged me, reached out to me in the back channel, and I'm here to support you, sir.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that. And that will continue, because I can't help it, because you're good. Okay? There it is.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Most definitely. Does anyone have any other questions? Anyone else?
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Let's go ahead.
Oh, okay. First of all, wow, that's a lot of poets to cross your stage. So I guess my question would be, it's a two-part kind of question. Well, it's two questions, I should say. The first one is, what do you prefer to do? Do you prefer to be that platform for poets or to be an actor supplying those types of opportunities to people as well? What would you say you get the most joy out of?
The platform for poets, because the reason why is because in acting, you know, some of them already have the experience, they've got agents, they've already got, you know, they've already been doing things. But in poetry, you know, you got the newbies that need to have that mentor and that support. So and want to be able to walk in this not by themselves, you know. So poetry platform is definitely number one and probably always will be.
Awesome. And then my second follow-up question was, what's the craziest thing, meaning dopest or literally craziest thing that you've seen on your stage?
Well, I did a show with Jessica Holter with the Punani Poets one time, so I'll let your mind go.
Yeah, I know what they
show with Jessica Holter, the Punani Poets. You know, that's you know, I've done a couple of shows with her, so I'm not gonna go into details, but it was crazy, girl. You know how Jessica do. You know what I'm saying? The Punani Poets. That's all I can say about that. I won't go into detail, but it's a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's definitely cool.
You're welcome. I've seen some crazy stuff in the parking lot at poetry venues. I'm just gonna go and say it right there.
I believe you.
There it is.
That's some parking lot pimping, huh? Okay. All right. Mm. Well. All right. So I'm gonna say this now while I have the chance. All right, if you are feeling the poet and you're listening and you're streaming, you know, make sure you know support a poet. The Cash App is $ Mr. M R Gwynn G U I N N. That is his cash on, you know, cash sign Mr. Gwynn. If you feel like you need to bless, art is expensive. He's an important man. He does certain things, and actually I owe him an apology because I literally was supposed to feature for this man during the summer, but because it caused a ripple that kind of did some things, we're not going to talk about it, all right? And so
yeah.
In order to keep the peace amongst my natives, I had to
right.
I had to withdraw, unfortunately.
But we got
but
you.
As you know,
we got you back.
Yeah. You absolutely got me. So I got the chance to actually go, but, you know, because certain people, they don't know how to solve conflicts, and I guess that's the age of things for what we're doing. And I'm not going to talk anything other than that, but we're back. We're here. He's here. He's about to rock. Trust me. It is about to be something that's going to be super incredible. So, Mr. Gwynn.
Sir?
Are you ready for your first piece?
I am ready if you are, my brother.
Well, I'm going to pause this music. I'm going to mute myself, and the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. I am honored to be here, and here is my first piece. First piece is called Moist. Sometimes I miss you so much that I want to just snap your image from my dreams and hold it hostage in my arms forever. Perhaps because you're moving smooth at Lisa's shadow with a smile like Valerie's morning is amazing, as amazing as Ernestine's style. You are every woman. You remind me of a beautiful tragedy, tragically masculine and as mysteriously unpredictable as a North Carolina sky behind partly cloudy eyes. And I never know when you're going to rain or shine, but you know what? I can't wait to get wet. I wonder if I leave daylight at your doorstep and bathe you in springtime, will the seasons become you? If I cultivate kisses, a never-ending rhythm from the twilight of my eyes and plant rainbows between your thighs, will you grow Jill Scott's afro inside? Because I don't want to just lift up your dress and make a mess with hot sex. And I refuse to devour all the moonlight in your midnight till the sun sets. Oh, hell no, that would be too damn easy. But for one night, one soul-satisfying night, your nipples will become tic-tacs for nymphomaniacs, bold, bald, and black. And I'm just six kisses from that soggy sensation there. Where? There. And all I want to do It's all the goosebumps to the gospel of your G-spot and leave hallelujahs in the hush of your thighs. Why? Because I can. Shit, I'm just two numb thumbs from licking you in another language. I don't want to wait. And when I'm done teasing all the right reasons, you'll need a day planner to organize the orgasms and a roadmap to keep track of the spasms there. Where? There. It ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. Hell, I'll even clone myself so you help too. And then we'd have a threesome, just me and you. We'll leave day screen between bed sheets and teeth marks beneath pillows and give the two birds Tourette's. I'll chase your wiggles, taste your giggles till I hear you say, Patty. And just because I'm older, don't mean I won't bang in your white teeth, leave stains in your petty. Woman, I'll suck your big toe, make your pinky toe jealous, make vibrator standards salute me when I walk by. That's why I write this way, recite this way. By the end of this poem, I'll bite this way. Leave you as helpless as a hummingbird without wings and a tornado of tongues. Why am I saying all this? Well, it's because I'm obviously trying to make you moist. I want to open up your mind and make you moist. Take the time to make you moist there. Where? There. Because love is the best damn orgasm the heart could ever have. And ladies, me and the fellas do the same thing you do. Spiritual sunshine when it's cloudy and the soul is blue. In the morning when I wake beside you, I want to smell what you ate the night before in the crease of your smile. Me. Taste the dewdrops in your daybreak and know that you are satisfied there. Where? Right there. When the day ends and we're lying inside each other's arms again, I want to cover you in my drops with kisses that won't stop. Caress you in the right spots, and I won't stop until you get.
Y'all give it up for Mike Gwynn. Y'all can
thank
clap
you.
Y'all fingers, snap
yes,
y'all
sir.
Fingers.
Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Sir.
I'm
yes,
like
sir.
Crazy.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. That was dumb.
Okay. Moist. Oh, got it.
Got me feeling it a little bit.
I'm trying to tell you he's a master poet. And scary. I keep telling people the story. See, because Daryl, right, we all know Daryl. Like, me and Bliss know Daryl. So Daryl was like, yeah, so Mike Gwynn in Texas is trying to put together this erotica slam, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's an erotic poetry slam. So I was like, oh, erotic poetry slam. So Bliss was wrong. I was like, okay, erotica slam, that's what I'm going to do. And so the funny thing is, I don't know what happened. Something might have fell through anything else. But the inspiration to do what I've done on the erotic thing was Mike Gwynn calling, trying to establish a national slam. And I was just too quick, stupid to quit. And as you know, anybody knows, you know, the ES weekends and all this other stuff put together. So y'all give a round of applause, Mike Gwynn. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. So, as I said, he's an incredible poet. How did y'all feel about the poem?
Moist.
That was fire. Pure fire.
Yeah, it was fire.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it's warm in here.
It's a little warm in here. You know.
Right. Well,
I do know that.
The reference to where. I'm sorry, Mojave, but the where. There. Oh, there. Got it.
So live, I point down there. That's where that is. But I'm on virtual.
So I felt you pointing. I definitely felt you pointing.
Oh, you
got
it. Okay.
I saw you pointing.
This is eerily reminding me of a certain room right now. This is reminding me of a certain room. All right. Oh, man. So here's the funny thing. So what I do, right, people hit me back channel, right? So just in case everybody know, I was saying back channel before Clubhouse had back channel. So anybody in the drip knows that we've been doing this before they put up a back channel. So in our back channel right now, like, I'm hitting these messages. So I like to read them on air, and the people shall remain nameless. So, from a certain area code, someone said, "Ooh, Mike, nasty, nasty." Oh, nasty. So, and then, wait a second. Then you got a, well, all right then. apparently the streaming is on all day, because I know certain people are streaming. So to the people who stream, thank you. Keep the messages coming. Don't forget, if you like to bless this poet, make sure that you understand the Cash App is, you know, cash sign Mr. Gwynn. All right, so make sure that you do that. So we're going to move on to some questions again with Mr. Gwynn. So, what's the furthest place, Mike, that you've traveled as a poet?
Furthest place has been Toronto, Canada.
And who? And what poet did you see in Toronto, Canada?
There's a poet out of New Jersey. Forgot his name. There's another poet who just finished a movie with Denzel. Forgot his name. Big time New York poet, East Coast poet, and a bunch of other poets. But the main guy was Mr. Dwayne out there. He does that Toronto.
Dwayne Morgan. I knew you were gonna say it.
That's right. That's right. Dwayne Morgan. We stayed at his house. It was amazing.
Man, listen, Dwayne Morgan in his early days, when I was doing Soul Kitchen, Dwayne Morgan actually literally did a tour, and he actually stayed with me when he came through Albany, and so we've always been able to stay tight and everything else. He'd always invite me to Toronto, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, take the bus. I was like, B, I ain't built like you. I was like, I can't be doing all them hours. he's like, yo, it's gonna be great. But a lot of people, if you want to talk about the pillar of Toronto poetry, you have to talk about Dwayne Morgan. He's that guy. You know, he's that guy. So, right. On another note, all right, I'm pretty sure that you've seen poets evolve, right? Not just yourself, but you've seen poets grow, change, and do all that. So who... In your opinion, have you seen do a phenomenal evolution as a poet, and you've seen them start from the very beginning?
You know what? I can say two people. One of them would be you. You're one of those poets. You know, you know what it's like to be on the grind, go from open mic to the mic, and then, you know, elevate and start touring, then start your own platform and keep it going, and then you start branding, and then you got products and merchandise, and then you start promoting other poets, and so you understood the business side, and you understood the people side of poetry, and that takes a lot. Not everybody can pull that off, so you would be one of those people. And then there's one other person, a poet by the name of Corey, and this gentleman was somebody who was in middle school when I did a workshop. And now he's principal of a school. He's a playwright. He's put on some shows. But he had me come and do what I'd love, which is to host a open mic as part of his stage play. And so I forgot his last name, Corey. And he's actually featured for me this Friday, too. I'll get his name. Cotel is his stage name. So I would say, I don't know him, but, you know, it's wonderful to be able to do a workshop with a 12-year-old and then have them at 26, 27, 28 say, remember me? 12 years, you know, 15 years ago, you came to my school and it changed my life. So that brother right there, because he's done it all, man. You know, playwright, he's on IMDb, he's doing movies, commercials, and he still managed to stay rooted enough to be a vice principal at this high school, and because he knows that we need him as a black man. So that shout out to him, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate I'm truly humbled by that. You know, I always be feeling some kind of way because I never think people pay attention to anything that I do. I just do it. But much like here on the network, like the Epiphany, I remember when Van Metals literally was like, hey, you want to host? He said,
right.
Here, come. Hey, you, come here, smoke this. Let me get you to smoke this epiphany. And so literally I was able to translate all who I was, because they basically, you gave me the creative freedom for me to be. So, you know, the funny thing is, the scary thing about being on Epiphany is that it's on every platform, you know. And it's funny because people was like, yo, I just saw your thing on iTunes. I'm like, yeah, you know, iTunes. You on Google Play? Yeah, we on Google Play. Everybody on Epiphany makes no big bones about it. Like, yeah, it was such and such. Yeah. Yeah, we over there. Yeah, that's what we So it's good to be able to bring incredible poets such as yourself, Mike, to be here and do some great poetry. And I'm glad that everybody who's streaming, thank you for streaming us and listening into us. We're going to get back into it. So Mike, we're going to have to do one more poem, and then we're going to get into this open mic and let these poets, you know, let you hear some of these poets. So,
all right.
Are you ready? When you're ready, let me know. You ready, spin?
I'm ready when you are.
All right, well, I'm going to mute this music, and the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. Again, I appreciate the opportunity. Hello, everybody. Man, wonderful, wonderful platform here. All right, so this one's a little shorter, a little bit more playful, but also creative. So here it is, called Every Day. If I could capture a rainbow, I'd wrap you in my favorite colors and paint you perfect. And if you truly knew you the way I do, you'd know why I'd get down on my hands and knees, reach inside my soul, gather moonbeams and starlight, arrange them in a beautiful bouquet, place them at your feet and say, I grew those for you. And every day all I do is think of ways to do and say more than I did the day before to tell you how much I miss you. And right now, all I want to do, all I ever want to do, is to taste you Tuesday, wake you Wednesday, kiss your Thursday till Friday, then sit Saturday, sipping your Sundays till Monday. You see, I just want to love you daily. I want you to get sprung in the spring, sizzle in the summer, feast on me falling, calling as you and I anticipate the autumn and get buck wild below the waist in winter, because my love is all the season you need. I want you to go crazy as I slide off your January, pull down your February, March, right up in between your Aprils as May becomes June. And your July lays naked in the August of my September till you remember that October was when my naughty November eased inside your delicious December. Listen, baby, all I'm trying to say is I want to love you every damn day. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give it up.
Yes.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's me.
Yes.
Oh, see, Mike putting on a clinic right now, man. He was just sitting here. So I think the floors is a little wet. I think these floors are a little wet right now.
I know where I am, man. I know who you are. I hear you, but I know where I am. And I can't wait.
I know every time somebody do erotic poetry, they'd be like, it's your fault. I'd be like, how? let me stop. But that was a super dope piece. Flowers for the poet. Flowers for the poet. Anybody?
Yo, you going in. I know when Javi said he's going to bring somebody on, I know they're going to be dope, but you never know really what to expect from the artist that he brings in. But I tell you one thing, you don't disappoint. Your pieces are dope from what I heard so far.
Thank you so much, sis. I can't wait to hear y'all, too. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you, Mojave.
No, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Kiss.
My bad, Mr. Gwynn.
No,
Kiss the Poet, and this is my second time actually hearing you, and I'm loving it so far. I just sent you a message, Clubhouse, so like I said, I'm here to support, and yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check it. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else?
I just want to say that when you share your poetry, I feel like I'm watching it up close and personal, and that's a good thing. So I definitely dig your vibe. I love your style, and a phenomenal job was done.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know it's serious when people are writing you and you're getting hit on all platforms. You're getting hit in the back channel, getting hit on your text, you get hit on Clubhouse. That's wild. I'm going to call it the Mike Gwynn effect. I'm like, yeah, you're just getting in on Clubhouse. Oh, that's the Mike Gwynn effect. Everybody's hit you. And there's a lot of people streaming at the same time. This is pretty incredible. Mike, I can't thank you enough for coming on. And Mike is also an incredible resource. If you want to talk about the history of Texas poetry, you want to talk about poetry in general and the movement of poetry, Mike is the person, you know. I'm going to ask him questions about the work that he does as a mental health advocate and working with men of color. But before we get into that, let's get into this poetry from everybody else that's around us. So let's start with Lisa Lips. Happy birthday, right? Lisa
Thank
Lips,
you.
Of course. Yes. Our favorite, one of our favorite honey drippers, a.k.a. the Pussy Tizer. You have to find out how that means. You talk to her, she'll tell you. Anyway, I don't personally know, but I heard. I don't know, but I heard. You know, it's an effect that happens. Her birthday is coming up. Actually, it's her birthday. Her birthday is today, right? Coming tomorrow?
No, tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So it is tomorrow. So listen, if you're feeling what you're feeling, as you're feeling it, you know, make sure that you bless her too. You know, it's an important thing that happens. Hold on, let me pull this up. You know, and her Cash App tag is $LIGAMC. If you're feeling blessed, everything helps. Everything works. Bless these poets. Make sure you bless Mike Gwynn. Plus, he has books. Matter of fact, Mike, tell me where to get your books. Hello?
Hey, you talking to Lisa or me?
Yeah, I said, tell me where to get your books.
Oh, me, man? Hey, listen, you can see my agent, Mojave. I'm kidding. You can hit me on IG and I'll get it to you. Just hit me on IG and hey Mike, I want your book. And I'm on IG. I follow Mojave and a lot of people. It's Jordan Michael G 99, and so you can find me or just Michael Gwynn. You'll find me.
All right, because he's got a book. He got books. Moist is actually a book, so it's a collection of sensual poetry. And if you like what you heard this evening, make sure that you collect that. Collect that book. Support a poet. It's important. You know, black art is expensive, man. All right, so Lisa, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I don't know if I'm grown enough for his book.
Man, listen, you grown enough. I don't know if I'm grown enough. Yeah. You teeny bopping around this place. Yeah, I like the way you diddy bop. You grown enough for big. Get the book. Anyway, Lisa, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to mute myself and the mic is yours.
So this piece is called Blackberry Jam, and I wrote it as a prompt for the drip room. It was trying to be a drip piece, but it decided it wanted to be more sensual and loving than it was actual drip poetry. So let's see here. Let me get the music back up here. All right, here we go. He was Ethiopian dark with silken locks and eyes so black they glinted silver in the sun. Quiet, unassuming in the midst of his daily routine. I'd stopped through my favorite burger spot. It was lunchtime and the place was busy when I saw him from the corner of my eye. Sitting alone near the exit, I decided that would be my route. I placed my order and glanced his way. He saw me. A tiny smile tinged the corners of his full lips, and I knew this blackberry jam was mine for the taking. A coy smile back and returned to my task, set things in motion. I picked up my tray from the order station and headed for drinks and condiments, grabbed some ketchup and mayo packs and turned to get my drink, and there he was, a full head taller than me and broad, thick in all the right places. Mm-hmm. with just a little Buddha belly showing. I almost bumped into him and he smiled. And what a smile it was. Pearly whites with slight imperfections that just made it that much more infectious. And before I could speak, he asked, was I dining alone? With hooded eyes, I met his gaze and said, only if you're not inviting me to join you. His brilliant smile became blinding at my response. So he picked up my tray as I filled my cup, and I followed him. He introduced himself as Nico and told me he was new in town, a transplant from the deep south by way of the Gullah Islands, his rich accent barely hidden, and so musical that it was mesmerizing. Conversation was easy and time simply slipped by. We didn't even notice the sun was setting till the overhead lights popped on. And it was then that he said, may we continue this elsewhere? He rose from the table and cleared it away, and as I gathered my things, I felt his hand massage the back of my neck. His touch was warm and strong as he leaned in to grab my jacket and help me into it. Bending his frame to my body, he spoke into my ear and told me he had found a beautiful spot to watch the sky and wanted to show it to me. I was giddy as a schoolgirl in his presence, and I couldn't have said no if I tried. My car was on the other side of the building, so he walked me over and asked if I'd prefer to follow him or should we ride together. Still aware that he was new to me, I said I'd follow him. So he put me securely in my car and said he'd pull around. His sleek black SUV looked older but well-kept as he lowered his window to wave me on. I pulled behind him and was immediately familiar with the route, a little alcove by the water I myself had spent time watching the sunset. There were park benches facing the horizon and a slight chill in the air. It was cool now and my light jacket wasn't enough. But he anticipated this and pulled an ornate handmade quilt from his truck. As we sat, he covered us and told me the story of his mama, the Geechee woman who had made this for him, so he could always have a piece of home with him wherever life carried him. Raising his arm to invite me in, he pulled the quilt tight over me, and we sat and talked as the red, orange, purple hues turned to velvety blue-black, and the stars matched the glint in his eyes. He felt like the home I'd never had, warm, secure, caring, and strong. I didn't even want to leave this feeling. I rested my head on his shoulder and conversation kind of stood still. It was only the sounds of distant traffic, laughing waters, bird songs, and breathing when he pulled me close and kissed my forehead. I instinctively closed my eyes and took it all in. He lingered there as if anticipating what to do next. Then he shifted, resting his chin where his lips had been, and said, I know this sounds crazy, but I feel you're why I'm here. And before I spoke, he said, I took this job here to get away from my home. For as much as I love my people, they can be too much at times. I am an only son, and I never took a wife because I never felt like I feel today. And our culture is strong and feels that a man should never be truly alone. But sitting here now with you, under Mama's blanket, you have shown me my true home. I was speechless as tears filled my eyes, and he held me tight and rocked me. That was 25 years ago, and I haven't spent a day without him since, still finding time for us to sit under Mama's blanket by the waters near our Gullah Island home. And it's absolutely true what they say, because this blackberry jam has blessed my life sweetly, and I am forever his. Poem.
I'll give it up for Lisa Lips.
Very, very nice. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. Says, I was trying to joke, but it just turned into this romantic love story. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, thank you, Lisa Lutz. We gonna keep this moving. La Perla Negra, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, this is called His Muse. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, proceed.
All right. He knew physical love wasn't tangible, and passion was what had been missing from her mundane life. But he also knew that within her ocean deep thoughts, it's what she longed for. That's why the wolf in him always would easily make the moon in her glow bright, because he was what renewed her writing soul. Though they hadn't actually met, there were never any rules set. For her poetry, his gallantry proved her to be the special lady in his world and not a caricature of what society says the perfect woman is supposed to be. Simply put, he was her muse, igniting a fire so deep within her soul, she wrote creations her ink could breathe into life again. Fantasies like he grabbed her, looked her in her eyes and said, "What if I were to lay you down? Slowly slide up in between your legs and say your name with each thrust inside you as I stare deep into your eyes. Would that please you? Would you call out my name for the world to know? Or would you whisper it across my lips in a soft, passionate kiss, letting me know that I am your world?" She responded, "What if I couldn't talk and I just licked my lips?" He gave a deep growl and said, "What if I licked your lips and you get to choose which ones I touch?" Her words stimulated him, so he slid down to what he called his taste of heaven and said, "Come on, baby, rain down on me," as he kissed her love button. She was wetter than ever, and he just wanted to soak his face in her waters. He loved her pen, and she was so grateful to be writing again, she vowed that if ever they were to meet, she would prove to him how to make fantasy reality, and that's their piece.
Ooh.
Bam.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
The Perla.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That line where we get to choose which lips to kiss.
Y'all are amazing.
Thank you.
I got you on Bluetooth. I think the neighbors are.
We're gonna move on to Kiki, the poet. Kiki, are you there? Kiki, are you there? Well, we're just going to move forward. You'll catch up with us. You might be away from your phone at the current moment, but we're going to go with Keep It Simple, Kiss the Poet, Kiss. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's go.
I said, there is a beautiful art skill level of mastery when I grab you by your waist and apply pressure with my tongue to your middle and do this thing I call scribble. Now, allow your vagina, cat, cake, chocha, punani, poom poom, peach, pussy be my paper, and my tongue the pen. As I master my cursive penmanship, repeatedly perfecting the curves on my ABCs and Ave Saves as you Ave Save my name. But, baby, that's not enough. So when work becomes stressful and hard, I will stressfully work the calligraphy skills developed in my jaw where the beauty is not in the design of the pen, but in the streams, puddles, ponds, lakes, rivers, waterfalls, seas, and oceans it creates when writing. But again, that's not enough, for it does not stop there, because this tongue that I speak of scribbles, writes in cursive calligraphy and braille. For these poems that I write on your pussy can't be read, only felt. And whenever you desire to rehear these poems again, just place this pen, I mean my tongue, against your pussy, I mean this pad, and effortlessly these poems will rewrite themselves. Y'all, I'm a poet. And whenever I'm feeling inspired for her, I put these pens, hands, and tongue to it, permanently marking her body. So whenever she thinks of her favorite poem or open mic, y'all, it's me that's performing. She's my favorite venue where I've learned to master. Right?
Oh, all right, y'all give it up for Kiss the Poet.
Hey.
Y'all give it up for Kiss the Poet.
All right, now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to open
come
patio
here,
door.
So, Mike, how you feel about the poetry?
Man, Lisa's poem was amazing. The next lady, the Ethiopian dark and quiet, unassuming, and the music in the background, that sets the mood. I put it on Bluetooth, by the way. Neighbors complaining, don't worry about it. And then, of course, KIS, man, doing his thing as usual. I love it, man. I love it.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
We're going to keep this moving. Bliss, you have something to bless us with.
All right. Let's see here. You, sir, have me open as hell. I've drawn a conclusion that your intense appetite for my body had to have been triggered, no doubt, by the mouth-watering smells of my down-home southern cooking. Because you was looking like you just couldn't wait to taste. So without a second thought, I eagerly laid this healthy serving upon the roughness of your face. I figured, bon appetit. You hungry, baby? I'll feed you. I went either way, so why debate? And we got down to action. Your hands started grabbing, pulling me in close, my pussy all sorts of moist. Well, you smacked my ass, enjoyed the ripple as it jiggled, then bent me over to finally sample that choice. The penetration of you so good, I couldn't help but to rejoice as you hit all my key points. After stroke one, I started throwing it back. Damn, shit, fuck, yep, you love that. Broke a dish getting up in it, as a matter of fact, which simply cleared up the space for us to turn about face. Your strong hands lifting me onto the counter, allowing me to wrap my trembling soft legs around your waist and wind in place that drove me nuts. You gripped my butt, bit my neck, dick me down in that savage hot kitchen, and that was that. As you sucked on my nipples and told me they were savory neck bones, told me I was as thick and tasty as your favorite buttered cornbread. I licked your dick as if it was sweet as mama's iced tea. Sucked and swallowed your elixirs with a smile like it was as refreshing as could be. Looking square into your bedroom eyes as I did just as you please. That we snacked on each other like fresh fried chicken and warm biscuits, commingling savor and flavors, twisting as we kissed. In the moment, we felt limitless. Thinly sweet, we were hungrily fucking, and the windows were wide open so everyone saw our seduction, and we didn't even fucking care. My neighbors, they could definitely hear. Yes, we were deep on a soul food kind of high. Our inhibitions disappeared while my orgasms multiplied. Your plate, my more than ample frame, my pussy jerking and driving as you thrust and yelled your name. Then we leaned back from my buffet and hopped. I hoped your ravenous hunger didn't subside. I prayed it impossible that your stomach wouldn't reach the hearty goal of your hungry eyes. I spun around with a sort of glint of naughty in my brown eyes, asked if my Sunday dinner left your palate thoroughly satisfied. And before you can even utter an answer, I turned and seductively said, I've got peach cobbler and whipped cream for dessert. You want to stay? Home.
All right. Well,
damn, we got
I like dessert.
Mingling and
I like dessert.
And
dessert is good. We like dessert.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Matter of fact, while we get ready to go, oh wait a second, oh snap, oh like when people jump up, they be like, let me throw their hands up. We're going to go to our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Before we get into this, let's do the run, because this is the Epiphany Radio Universe here, a fly speaker, my division of the Hidden Show. What is happening in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of this week, sir?
Oh, man. Wednesday night, y'all, join us for the Love Zone with the Sexy Divas of an Epiphany. This VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for one of Mojave's great shows. He'll let you know which one it is. Mojave, back to you.
We're probably doing War Council, sir. War Council. That being said, Mr. Poetic, do you have a Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, do you have a poem for us, sir?
I do, as a matter of fact.
This Mike
piece
is
thank you. This piece is called That Spot Above Your Navel. Let me lick that spot right above your navel until you get hot. Demonstrate exactly what I mean when I say I will lick you from head to toe any day. But I'm going to pause right here above your navel, because I want you to leak and drip. Golden creamy honey for me to sip. Coat my throat with your gushing goodness, like when you render me speechless. So the only sound you hear is, damn, you taste good. Crawl into my pores and excrete your pheromones is my type of mood. As I find the perfect spot to plant my tongue to be satisfied by your skin, my taste buds connected to your sensual spots and I grin. Knowing that your orgasm will be orchestrated by me. As I continue to take my tongue on a journey through your adventure land, patiently awaiting your body to convulse. As your legs shake and I feel you breathe and pulse, changing with each moist glide across your skin. As you pray to your God, help me, because you're my sin. As my excitement builds from your movements, the softness of you creates unparalleled and unscripted entanglements. Because between my fingers, my emotions, your body, and your wetness, I'm trying to stay focused, but you're dripping on my chest, making my nipples your pussy's moisture rest. Your secretions will eventually turn into a love shower that my beard will welcome hour after hour. You'll become my midnight buffet, so I can eliminate your stress levels of the day. Hold your eruptive nectar at bay until I signal its release every tantric possible way. The energy that flows in between our chemistry, working diligently to align our chakras pleasantly. But stay still as I continue to crave you, because I'm not done licking that spot above your navel. Poem.
Coming in here, pineapple calligraphy.
Yo, damn.
You might need to open up another radio station.
Yeah.
are listening. We over here at the For Real Entertainment Network, Epiphany Radio Universe, are not responsible for any babies, any broken heart, side pieces, side dickery, side pussery, any of these things that are happening due to the course of this poetry. Whatever you do is that on you. Do not come to us or come to us and say that you got pregnant. We are not responsible. Thank you. Mr. Van Meadows, everybody. Mr. Van Meadows.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, the voice of pregnancy. There you go. The voice of pregnancy. So we did have a person who just came up, raised their hand. I'm going to go with them. I think, believe their mic is already open. Zawina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Glad to see you.
Thank you.
Glad to see you in the building. So, Zawina, do you have a piece you'd like to share?
Yes, I do. Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your words choked me playfully and tickled a secret place in me. You tried a key and a door that had yet to be named in me. What do you want, you ask me? Willfully sticking your fingers into places marked no trespassers. What do you want, you ask me? Wrapping your knowing around my throat, forcing my bottom teeth open against my reason. This man really asked me what I needed. I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't control how your knowing had me open. You breathed a universe of possibilities. Now here I stand, spread open like the Vitruvian man, waiting for you to name me, blame me like they did Eve. Instead, you asked me what I need. Pulled me gently from my knees, made sure that I was steady on my feet, stepped back and casually took a seat. Tell me, baby, what do you need? Take your time, my love, just breathe. I inhaled long and exhaled deep. After taking a minute to think, I replied, see me, look me over easy, before we are intimate into me, see, remain seated as I disrobe, slowly gathering up the courage to show you the part of my garden that had yet to be nourished. Let me flourish under your tentative gaze, wait as I slowly peel out of my inhibitions and melt like butter, be a coverment, drink me in like a tall sip of water. Cocoa kiss shoulders, the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast, the abstract expressionist splatter of my tattered growing, the wide set of my forgotten pride. I want to be naked for the first time. I want to be naked for the first time. What do I want? Stoked by your urging, I made quick work of purging my rational self. Now watch me pinch my nipples as they stand at attention, caress my clitoral erection, legs spread apart, fingers rhythmic, up, down, left, right, A, B, start. Watch me as I cheat code my way to beast mode. Watch me as I bloom under your tentative gaze. Wait, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingertips as I forget the rules of submission, forming a vortex inside my cervix. Watch me as my nectar flows, my soul exposed. Watch me. What do I want? I want you to savor me. Suck the fat meat where it's greasy. Take it easy. Don't rush this moment. Savor the flavor of my every component. Lick every inch like I'm made out of chocolate, hot and sweet. Let me learn your love language directly from your tongue. What do I want? Two chairs, one me, straddled open defenselessly. At ease, as you please me, chocolate-covered cherry kisses, missing nothing, relentless, I shake in submission. Savor me as I bury my fist in your hair, pinning you there. Wind my waist as I ride your face, letting nothing go to waste. What do I want? Feed me. Come alive in my mouth like lightning in a bottle. Battle yourself for control. Convulse as I swallow more than my pride. I want to take my place in the palm of your hands, in the crux of your moon as your nails sink deep in the clouds of my curves. As our sex fills the room, cloying notes of musk with pheromones for undertones. I want to be drunk on your sweat, heady off your breath. I want to show you what comes of a lady when the lights are low like this. I want to take you in as deep as my secrets. I want full control of my dips and rolls. Test my O in your restraint. What do I want? I want to be the flame in the fire we make. Thank you.
Well, goddamn.
Here you go.
Yes.
He goes for me. I still remember those. That's all it takes to bring out the beast mode. Ooh, let me put it in.
Yes, go straight beast mode.
Wait a minute.
Yo, wait a second. I'm sorry, Mike. We know when we cross the line, we know for real is gonna fire us. He'll be like, y'all all
and
fire.
And no apologies. Loving this. Just family.
Oh.
And then we just gonna show up to work tomorrow.
Like nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Like nothing happened.
Like,
like you fired. You fired. Better go. Hold on. I even see the boss man. Hey, boss man, how are you? Are you there?
Yo, I don't know what's going on.
Hey, for real.
What's up, for real? What's up, bro?
We had a lot of good stuff on the Christian Network tonight. I don't know if Ben mentioned it to you all guys, but we have a meeting tomorrow. I need everybody to be here on time.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
See?
It's good for everybody.
I'm saying, for real, they was all laughing. They was all laughing. You don't mind me. Listen, you got to find all of us. Every single one of us. John
so
sitting there being
started.
Quiet, acting like he ain't here. John here too. Before we get fired tomorrow, on this good Christian network we happen to be on. I'm sorry, Mike. We did just enough to get ourselves fired.
I apologize, man. I love it, man.
Hey, y'all continue to have fun, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. Make it last forever. It's a great word to keep sweat. Make it last forever.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we definitely will. But I know you're on the plantation right now, right? Or getting ready to go to the plantation.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm up in the building.
So we're going to keep it going. But for real,
hey,
Poet,
fun, yeah.
Please meet Mr. Michael Gwynn. That's our feature. I'll send you his fax figures. He's an interesting character. He
love,
definitely
brother.
Should meet up with you. Yeah.
Yes, one love, brother. Hey, like I said, man, y'all continue to do y'all thing, man. I'm sitting back. I'm enjoying the laughter more than anything else. And I'm trying to keep my nipples from getting hard because I'm at work.
I can't do it.
Wow.
One love.
We'll put you back to you.
One love, one baby.
Anyway, that was the boss man, Mr. Pharrell, the poet, also the proprietor of this network. And we'll probably all get fired tomorrow, but you probably will hear about it because we just going to show back up to work like nothing ever
right
happened. I have to say, Zawina, that was a super dope piece, and you just caused all this drama. It's a good fault, though. It's good.
Yeah. Just turn down the lights and let's see what a real lady can do.
Oh, shit. God damn, man.
It was in her piece. It was in her piece. Y'all weren't listening.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, man. Wait a second. Hold on. I know these back channels is lit. Let me go look in the back channel. Jesus Christ. People. Okay. All right. Let me hurry up and go because it is a school night and I have to take my school nights much more seriously than I did before. Hey, cuz John, I see you. I already opened your mic, so you can come here and say something if you need to.
Y'all are having a whole lot of fun without me, man. I'm just sitting in the cut, pinching my nipples. I'll take care.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
Listen, this is why.
Man, keep apologizing. Great, I love it, man. I'm enjoying it.
Yo, listen, we really cut up on no goddamn reason. We cut up here all the time. It's just bad.
Is this sister from New York?
That's Wina. It's Wina.
Oh, hey, you. My bad. I came in on the tail end. And yes, that pun is real. I came in on the tail end. So I caught that whole pinch nipple piece, and I was like, I'm in the right show.
Oh, God.
All right.
I couldn't do that alone, so I took off my shirt.
I say good day, sir. I say good day. All right, we're going to move forward because I got to ask our feature more questions and do more poetry and stuff like that. And then I was told I have to do a poem, so I have to do this piece. So let me get y'all ready. I'ma go. Just tell me if this is too loud. Hold on for a second. Let me get it right. Here we go. Try this out. Okay, here we go. Just tell me if it's too loud. Can y'all hear that?
Oh, like a whistle sound.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear
that's
that?
Good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Nice to do it.
All right. When you crave the one who craves you, you close your eyes, they dance in your mind's eye. You are the reason why to place under the wonder of love's addiction and skin hunger. The craving of one's touch and sunder anyone who interrupts the two becoming one. When will I see you again? How can I kiss you deeply? As mouths intertwine, moments like wine, we imbibe. It seems as if we've arrived, we are each other's destination. Our craving is a journey. Our minutes are never minute, a never-ending quota, not one iota, save me. The feeling is concealing how we are open, how we watch, how we attach our souls to each other. Connection beyond affection. Need no fear, the joy of having. I am home. Closed arm. Safety. Warmth. Comfort. I am wild-eyed passion, silken kisses, passionate pauses within a twilight touch. I am calming. Reason within the chaos. Loving kindness. Giving. I am naked intimacy. A mirror for your love, a reflection, who adores you and holds you dear. I am year within each second, the gaze that beckons to you, calling you to me. Home. Poem.
Gosh.
Yes.
So,
oh my God.
Hey, bro.
Oh, man, listen.
Come
get
Mojave.
Poem.
Right?
Poem.
Oh,
how you get that?
Poem.
Oh, my gosh.
My poem.
Excellent piece, brother. Excellent piece.
You know him. Thank you. That's my poem.
Cargo.
Grape juice. Poem.
Listen.
Orange slice.
Listen. You ain't getting out of here. You and VIP are not getting out of here scot-free. Don't think that y'all came up and y'all just going to be in the cut making jokes.
Watermelon now, ladies. Poem.
Yeah. you know what? I'm
Rabbit.
You already.
Rabbit stew. Poem. Jacobian Myers. Poem.
Listen.
Poem.
Listen. All right. Keep cutting
Wade.
Up. I'm coming over to get down. I'm cutting up on the get down. I promise you, I'm cutting up on the get down. Cut up.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Daddy. I will pinch my
nose. Yo, listen. I got to get back to
poem.
Listen, I'm on short time here. I'm on borrowed time now. Come on. Now, I got to get back to it. See, that's the problem. See, we have too much of a good time over here. People are like, y'all get the podcast. I'm like, I don't even know if you call this podcast. I don't know what you call it. We just have a guy. It's fun. We get to have dope-ass poets, have a good time, be around family. It's good shit. Anyway, Mike, back to you, sir. So,
man,
sir,
I'm enjoying
meet my family, the Epiphany Radio family. Please meet them, man. You know.
I'm your blood relative. Poem.
Yo, listen. Hey, John, you don't care. You know we getting fired tomorrow. You know we getting fired.
I'm just applying for
tomorrow.
Unemployment, Daddy. Unemployment and
going.
Unemployment and nipple rings. I'm good. But finish talking
listen,
to your brother. Don't mind me.
Questions.
I'm just in the background. Don't mind me.
All right. Sorry, Mike. That is my cousin, J. Rob, the wise son. Incredible, dope poet. We'll get into it. So let's get back to what we were talking about. And y'all make sure y'all clap y'all mics for Zawina with that dope piece that we just heard. So I don't think we gave her flowers on it because we just laughing through the whole thing. So does anybody have any flowers for Zawina before I proceed?
You really want me to give her more flowers?
I thought it was a beautiful piece.
I don't know if you can give her flowers.
I'm in her DM right now. I'm in her DM. I am in her DM right now.
I'm in her DM too.
You done did this to me.
All I keep saying is open the door.
Listen, John. No. I'm going to say no now. No. We're not going to do that. We got to continue on. You cutting on, are you cutting into
this
thing? Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome
this
to...
This is between me and her house. Mind your business.
Listen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Blast Beat Open Mic Show. I'm your host, Mojave, and we have an esteemed poet, a Texan titan of poetry, known as Mr. Mike Gwynn, master of social work and many other things. So let's talk about some of the heavier work that you do with mental health advocacy and childhood, because you state that you're a childhood trauma survivor. So I didn't want to cover anything that you weren't comfortable with. So I wanted to know, the boundaries of where we can go when you're talking about mental health advocacy and childhood trauma. So I know that you work with a group of men. So would you be able to talk about that?
Sure, man, sure. And there are no boundaries, man. It's a great show. This is a family atmosphere. I feel connected to everybody. And the poetry is amazing. So, yeah, man. I work with a group called Men's Healing, and what they do is a men's storytelling project. And it's a group of 12 men who spend 3 months in chat talking about their stories, and then they have coaches and then me as a mentor and storyteller. I did both this year, just helping shape the stories, make sure everybody has support, everybody's comfortable, debriefing, processing, and then writing the stories, and then having this huge storytelling festival. And this year, the actual storytelling was nominated for an Emmy. And so it was nominated for an Emmy. And so we're all a part of this Emmy-nominated storytelling project with 12 men who were just brave enough just to tell the story about what happened to them when they were small. So, yeah, and then, of course, that branches off into probably why I chose social work as a career, just trying to help other people. So, and the rest is history, man. I just love being able to help people. And poetry is also a way I've been able to bridge the gap. So, because I'm able to talk about social awareness in the poetry as well, and that's opened some doors for me, mental health wise. So thank you for allowing me to talk about that.
No, thank you for coming on. That's amazing. Because I've heard you talk about the storytelling and doing workshops. Could you tell us a little bit more about the different workshops that you do?
There's a couple of workshops, man. One of them is a workshop to help poets write and create new material, and then of course to be able to share and perform their material, and to know what to look for when they go to a venue, how to vet a venue, just to make themselves more comfortable, even down to what you wear, and making sure that you're comfortable so you take away all the things, then take away all the things that would make you be self-conscious, Then in the next workshop is one that we talk about the professional side, and that better as much as I do how you need to have a business card, have a website, have some social media presence, have a press kit, know your value, be able to, and then, of course, have an invoice if you're trying to go to that level. So I do workshops on that as well. Then the last workshop I do is about publishing, chapbook and other publishing that you can do to get yourself out there, and that's everything. Unfortunately, I'm limited because I don't know anything about, CDs and DVDs. I have to pay somebody to do that. So, yeah, but everything else I'm able to help with because I've gleaned this knowledge over the last 25 years of being involved, and I'm willing to help anybody. So if anybody wants to reach out to me, I'm available.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, the time is 10:44, which gives us 16 minutes. It is a school night. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. So may we hear another amazing piece from you, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll share this piece, man. I've shared it. You've heard it before, so I'll do this piece. A little bit controversial, but we're going to do it anyway. Here we go. It's called Sunday School, and I'm probably going to go to hell, but here we go. It was a late Sunday evening. We had just finished our meeting. Pastor handed us the keys because we were the last to leave, so we stayed for a while. And as Tamela Mann's Take Me to the King played softly in the background,
We sat in the pews, held hands, no shoes, shared hugs, no blues, you know, Sunday school. She came close, closer, and whispered me her sweet scriptures, and I could tell right then that she was a gospel stripper. You know, the kind of woman who loves the Lord but can't resist the semen of demons. Told me she was a church girl, respectable, but her fantasy was to speak on my tongue, you know, spiritual cunnilingus, and this dingus be Gucci, because there's nothing more satisfying to a man of God than holy coochie. That girl was a usher on Sundays and a gusher on Mondays, the perfect combination of sinful, sexy, and saved. Hallelujah. I tried to keep my distance, but them nipples, them lips, them dimples, shit, I could already taste the Africa in her Negro spirituals. The telepathy of Brother JJ spoke to my soul. I tried to get away, y'all, but this deacon be damned, because I couldn't ignore the Deuteronomy in those D-cups, the Satan in her satin, the Luke in her rebuke. Oh, it was back shots for this back ladder that night. I pulled panties parallel, parted lip, perpendicular, and made her my side chick. She laid back on a stack of hymnals, humming, slid off them pink panties, grabbed the Bible, opened up the Revelation, and placed it strategically beneath her left cheek. Told me to lick, don't speak, then commanded me to stick, spit, poke, stroke, and lick, and play notes on her clit with my Old Testaments. I was a pulsating predilection with an ecclesiastic erection. Her moans matched momentum in the movement of her hips, and as I slid this Leviticus in and out of her book of Genesis, I could feel her kingdom come. We going to hell, she said. We going to hell. But I didn't care, because the Moses and me found a new religion that night, Episcopalian. And as my rod and staff put out the fire in that burning bush, she screamed, take me to the king, deacon. Take me to the king. And I did. And oh, how I love Sunday school. See y'all at church.
They do play me. That was my business. Oh, my God.
He fits right in with the rest of us. Welcome home, brother. Welcome home.
Let me just say, that has got to be the most erotic blasphemy I have ever heard in my life.
Yes.
Oh, man. That, yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Erotic blasphemy. Got to top of the honey dripping room. Erotic blasphemy. Let's go.
There it is.
And like Satan's driving the car. I'm like, we're all in the car. All in the car.
Oh my
gosh.
Mr. Gwynn.
Anyway, can y'all give it up for Mike Gwynn? Yes. Give it up for Mike Gwynn.
Yeah.
Definitely is fire.
Everyone.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And
it's an impressive one.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to get this on the playback. Now, don't forget, you can support him. He's doing amazing things. Hit him on his Cash App, $ Mr. Gwynn. Check him out. Make sure that you do that. He's doing amazing things. Yeah. All right, somebody's got some serious noise in the background. But make sure that you check him out. That is incredible. We fit right in. Man, we've been laughing. We all getting fired tomorrow. So Mike be like, yeah, so what happened to your podcast? I'm like, we got fired. We got fired. All of us. Every single one of us. And for real, came back on and listened to us. Said, yeah, say something bad now. Talk bad. See what happened to you. People just start disappearing from the chat. I'm like, yo, I can't find the chat no more. Yeah, that's because you've been fired. Let me start saying it like that. That's bad. I'm sorry. Don't fire me for real. Fire me. Anyway, yeah, make sure that you support the poet. The poet, he's been doing amazing. He has some really good things going on. Some people hit me in the back channel said that he's amazing. Say he's amazing. Someone said, you have really good things going on. Another person said he said, I thought you was nasty before. You nasty. You nasty now? Hey, this happens. Yes, that's going on. So being that as it is, I'm going to ask you some more because I absolutely have to cut this off at 11 o'clock. I don't really have any time to play with. And I'm in my old place, and this is my last day here. But we did have some people click on, so So before that, let me just make sure. So, Mike, do you have any future projects that you have coming in the near future that you'd like to share with us?
You know what? I have, real quick, man, I have a show coming up. It's called Love Jones Spoken Jazz. It's our annual Valentine's show. We are 5 tickets from selling out that joint. It's in Frisco, Texas, here in North Texas. And also I have like 4 different ongoing real in-person open mics, and then a whole lot of stuff on Clubhouse virtually. And then, of course, a lot of conferences. You know, I'm doing a lot of conferences, a lot of schools. So, and I don't do that on there, obviously, but I do a lot of good stuff, you know. But, yeah, thank y'all so much.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming through and blessing the mic. And you could definitely find him out. You know, you can find him on Instagram, Jordan Michael 99. You know, just think Michael Jordan, just say Jordan Michael. You'll be able to find him. You'll be able to clue into everything else that he's doing, because he does a lot of things, and it's pretty incredible. And he rocks out.
I'm happy they can also find me at MikeGuinn.biz, or just Google Michael Gwynn or Mike Gwynn, G-U-I-N-N, and they'll find me. It's easy. And plus, I'm a friend of Mojave's now. So there you go. I'm connected to him on the Instagram. So there you go.
I'm a friend of yours, which is cool. And we finally got it right. On the 17th of February, I'll be featuring in his room on Clubhouse in the morning, early in the morning. So I think it's 6 o'clock my time, or is it 7 o'clock your time? It's 6 o'clock my time, right?
You talking about my show?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking about no? It's you talking about what? You talking about for Verbs and Vibes?
Yeah, for Verbs and Vibes.
Yeah. Hobby's gonna be featured on Verbs and Vibes. It's 7:30 a.m. It's 8:30 Eastern. Every Thursday morning, and his feature is on the 10th of February. So if you're on Clubhouse, y'all come through and support this brother, man. He's amazing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we did have a couple people click in, coming in. John VIP and Area Code 609. Who is that?
Divine Inspiration.
Hey, Paul Sampson. Oh, you've been listening to all this bad stuff. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry, Pastor Slinky. My bad, Pastor
Slinky.
I don't know
what you're sorry about.
Now that you're here, you getting fired too. He's like, old person who's gonna be left standing this day. They'd be like, what you gonna do to get yourselves fired? I don't know. So even Pastor Slinky showed up. What's up, Pastor Slinky? What's going on?
Oh no. Now on the road driving to pick my niece up from work.
Okay. All right.
I had to listen in. And
okay. And what you gonna do?
And have plenty of spots to pull over. Like right here at the Wawa.
Oh man. Wow now. All right.
Yeah.
I believe in the back channel the people listening to the stream, there's 7 minutes left. Mike, message to you. Your poem has me laughing and has me laughing and nodding. I believe we answered the question, what's the best way to contact you? Also, his Cash App is $ Mr. Gwynn. Please feel free to bless him that way as well. And if you want his books, please contact him directly at MikeGwynn.biz, as well as on IG, JordanMichael99. So it said, well, let the church say amen. Won't he do it? Wilding. Y'all are wilding in these back channels. For real. All right. So, VIP, did you want to spit a piece before we left?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, come on. One time for the one time. The mic is yours.
All right. Thanks. This is untitled. I thought I found what the world searches for. You were my one. Yet the Almighty brought you to me for a reason and apparently for a season, because you left me. And love doesn't live here anymore. Were you afraid? I know I was. I was happy for a long time. Then when I realized I was the one chasing you, I stepped back to have you chase me. and you stop calling. I was already half falling for you, in spite of the fact we never touched. You penetrated my head. I let my guard down and let you go straight to my heart. I should have known not to depend on anyone, but your confidence awed me. Your artistry was unique, and I yearned to know more about you and how you live, forgive, and how well you were able to let go of past offenses you thought you couldn't, or did your heart close and you wouldn't. Honestly, you got me like rocket love, left me wondering how to ease the pain. I refused to be like Pharaoh, whose heart hardened to let the people go. Yes, you've experienced much, and I know you're smart. I could tell by your art, but it's obvious you don't know anything about love because you were everything I was in search of. That's that piece.
Eva. Eva.
Nice.
Yeah, piece. Yeah. Very nice.
Great piece. Great piece.
Very, very nice. J-Rob the Wise Son.
Hello, how you doing, though? Yeah,
hello. Do you have a piece you'd like to spit, or are you chilling?
No, I'm chilling, brother. It's almost 11 o'clock, and you got schoolwork to do, so I'm going to fade to the back and just continue to listen. I'll spit with you next week.
All right, no doubt. Well, we want to thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling the ball game.
Home.
really? I said good day, sir. Good day, sir. I said good day.
I can't with you. You
know, like, so everybody on Pippin knows when we get going, we just get going. So this is going to be probably all week. This is going to be going all week. I'm so glad Dave's not here because we just would never get the end of it. It'd just be going. So. We'd like to thank everybody that came out here to the Epiphany Radio Universe here on the Hidden Radio Show, Fly Speak Open Mic, number 13, featuring the incredible Texas Titan known as Michael Gwynn. Make sure that you check him out. Follow him on all his social media. If you need to contact him, make sure you do it. He does phenomenal shows, has phenomenal open mics, does phenomenal things, and he killed the game tonight. Can we get a round of applause for everybody, please, for Mr. Michael Gwynn?
It was my honor, man.
Clap, clap. Poet.
Poetry.
Clap, clap.
Man.
Poet.
So.
Clap, clap.
Yo.
I can't.
Look. We gonna fight on Friday. That's all. We fight on Friday. That's it. We gonna fight. Right before we go to the ball, we fight. Just so we know. ladies and gentlemen, that's my cousin for real. For real, for real. Literally. But we want to thank Michael Gwynn for coming out, being our feature. We have 90 seconds left. I would like to thank everybody who came out tonight. La Pearl, La Negra, Lisa Lips, happy birthday. Make sure you check her out. Support her. Kiki the Poet, Miss Bliss, Kiss the Poet, Van Meadows, Sweena, VIP, Pastor Slacker, Van Meadows, my cousin J-Rob, the Boss Man, Please Don't Fire Us, and of course, another incredible night here on Fly Speak Open Mic. The playback will be ready shortly. And Mike, I'll make sure that you get the playback for this incredible show. Thank you for coming. It's been amazing, incredible. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
No, thank you. We really appreciate you over here. And as for everybody else, make sure you check out Love Zone tomorrow. It's going to be a great. I don't even know what the topic is, but it's going to be dope. For that happening, I wish you well. I wish you safety. I wish you peace. Good night, everybody. Thank y'all. Thank our feature. Thank for everybody coming out here. It's been a Piffy Radio Universe.
Paul.
Fly Speak Open Mic.
Paul.
Good night. One love.
One love.
One
mic.
One poem. One poem.